Yo, what up? It's your girl Kilowatt. Good morning. I just took Braylon to school. I've got to stop and get gas. And I was catching up on some of the news from the last couple of days centered around, obviously, Israel and Palestine. But I thought it was important to mention, too, that the awakening that happened on a collective level for so many people, myself included, doesn't just mean free Palestine. It means none of us are free until all of us are free. It means that after Palestine, there's the Congo. There's Haiti, there's Sudan, and there's all these actions that need to be taken, because I was kind of watching, like, there's a woman, I can't remember her name, you can look her up, she's currently camped out in front of Anthony Blinken's house, and she's been there for 34 days, okay? She's recently had her Instagram account restored, but it was a really interesting conversation that she had with her phone today or with her followers or whatever. You know, she did an Instagram post and she just she does leadership courses, right? So she's done leadership training courses for many years, which I think is fucking fantastic. Anthony Blinken is complicit in the genocide and only recently has called for a ceasefire. Because now people are recognizing, like, oh shit, this is getting sticky. Like, we're going to get sanctioned. So she mentioned that for a revolution to actually take place, it isn't the main hubs of protesters that coordinate and facilitate. You know, it's not the main accounts that really make the shift happen. It's 3.5% shift in the ordinary person's daily life. Meaning, if you're going to get up and you're going to go to work, your normal routine would be to swing by Starbucks. Or on your way to lunch, you're going to grab a Coca-Cola or a Sprite or maybe stop by McDonald's. Making active choices and changing your decision of where you're going to put your money. When you recognize that you don't have the freedom anymore to vote on where our tax money goes. Because we're being run by a tyrannical government right now, okay? We are cash cows in a country that does not fucking care about us. And it's become so evidently clear since I had gotten into this whole fucking thing. Like, October 7th happened. And my fucking brain, like, I think my fuzzy little head popped. Like, I was like, whoa. And I had that knee-jerk reaction to say, oh my God, these poor people, pray for Israel, you know? Until I recognized that both of the news media outlets, like the main, like Fox News, CNN, which, by the way, don't follow either one of them. CBS was just fucking busted for doing a false interview. Like, they paid an actor to get up and pretend like they were part of Hamas, where they sat there and proclaimed that they were going to annihilate every single Jewish person in Israel / occupied Palestine. That was CBS News that actually paid an actor to give a false interview, to create a narrative of fear and isolate a resistant group, okay? So I think it might be Iraq where it's Hezbollah, or it might be Lebanon. I can't remember. It's one of the two. Hezbollah is the resistance group, okay, to start, like, proxy wars. So, like, let's say you don't fucking like what Syria is doing, you're going to send Hezbollah over to fuck shit up because they don't have any immediate diplomatic ties. Like, they're a a radicalized group, quote unquote. But the way it kind of works is that they're sort of like under the table. It's kind of like working under the table. You're still getting the objective done, but you're not having to go through all the red tape. And you're able to do it off the record. So that's why they say things like a proxy war, where we may be pulled into World War III with Iran going up against the U.S. and China. If Hezbollah and Hamas go to war with Israel because the U.S. is tied to them. And so anyway, all of this shit that's been going on, right, since October 7th, when I realized what was actually happening, I started to educate myself. And the woman that I was watching this morning really hit a note when she said it isn't the main hub people, or I don't know how to describe it. They're not the main organization. Like, a lot of times, organizations will raise money for a cause, right? It's more often than not organizations like that that spark real change. It's igniting a spark within one person, and then they're driven, right? So you explain what's going on to one individual, and they start to change their daily actions. And they start going to protest, and they realize, like, yo, I gotta educate myself because shit's fucking sideways right now. And they start to alter their perspective, and therefore, in their circle, those people are being, whether they want it to or not, they're being influenced because of the drive and the passion that that one person has. And she said, if you can't do anything, like, let's say you can't get on a fucking airplane and go over there and do a sit-in and try and stop the fucking tanks from rolling over Gaza. If you can't do something like that, then at least take your passion and ignite a spark into another person. Because it's taking the flame from inside yourself and that passion and evoking embers inside another person's soul for their passion and their drive to resist. Because right now, we're being totally fucked right now. We are the cash cows of America, where we are 150% we're footing the bill for this genocide. Money has exchanged hands, yes, but most of the time it's all traced back to the American taxpayer. Which is why another point is that, it is in fact our responsibility. It is our fucking problem. When people say, oh, we have enough problems over here, we don't need to be putting our focus over there, it doesn't concern me. Bitch, it fucking does. If you're a responsible person, if you can see the connection and the correlation between you paying your taxes, okay, because you're being run by a tyrannical government, they're taking your taxes out of your paycheck. So you're going to work every day. They take a portion of your money that you're working for, and they're using it to fund fucking genocides all over the globe. And that right there is like classic USA vibe, okay? Since like way far back. Like we've been doing this shit for fucking years. I mean, we're sitting on stolen land for Christ's sake. So it doesn't shock me. But for me specifically, like as a Native person, I will say that I don't feel like we'll be able to overthrow the United States. Like, that's not reality to me. There's too many people here, right? It's been too long standing. But we can reform. I think it's entirely possible to completely restructure the way that our politics work. I think that there needs to be a lot more regulation with regard to lobbying and budget audits. Like right now, the Pentagon has failed their sixth audit. They lost $1 billion. Okay? It's not like they lost $100,000 through poor funding. lot of fucking money to quote-unquote use, and however you see fit, and to fuck it right off. Like, you know that that shit's going to somewhere we are not aware of. And I just wanted to get on this morning and talk about Aaron Bushnell, who is a 25-year-old. I believe he was in the Air Force. People keep saying he's in the Army, so maybe I'm wrong. But regardless, he was a U.S. military, active U.S. military soldier, right? And he lit himself on fire in front of the Israeli, consulate. Sorry, I'm fucking driving right now, and I'm really tired. And it's not funny that he did that. I'm just laughing because I was spaced out. So when you're talking about somebody who is so passionate about the cause, right? It's not just mental health, okay? I don't think that we are capable of witnessing an entire group of people starving to death, being bombed, and watching a genocide take place in real time. Like, we have the technology, right? But it's fucking us up mentally, okay? I think that anybody who has the right amount of humanity right now would be absolutely enraged at what is happening to these people. If you pay attention, if you actually see what's going on, it's quite infuriating. And it's not just infuriating, it is like soul crushing. It is so awful to watch these little kids starve to death and to see these lined up trucks outside of the walls where they're not allowing them in. And then also knowing that they're charging each driver that comes through the fucking crossing $5,000. If you're in Gaza right now, okay, and you wanted to get across the border, across the Rafah crossing into Egypt, it costs you $10,000, $10,000 to $11,000 per person. And if you're coming from a place of extreme poverty to begin with, you're completely dependent and rely upon outside sponsorship. And that's the Egyptian government. And I'm sorry, but I'm absolutely embarrassed for them. There, I don't know which God is the correct God, but I do know that there is one. And I do know that we have to answer to them. And I do truly believe that the leaders right now that are complicit in this genocide, that are also warmongering, war profiteering, I feel like they're going to have a special fucking day where they have to answer for this. You cannot tell me that it's acceptable for a 7-year-old little girl to eat donkey food for months. We're 144, maybe 145, I'm off on the date, days into this fucking genocide. We're not even going to discuss the 75 years of occupation and the Nakba that had occurred back in 1948. We're not even going to touch on that because I genuinely feel like there's a level of ignorance that absolutely refuses to accept that, and I don't understand it, but it's probably the same level of ignorance and complicity that allowed the segregation of black and white Americans in schools, like the Jim Crow laws. It's probably the same level of ignorance that looked the other way when the government came in and took all the fucking Native kids from their families. You sit there and you say, how could we let this happen? Well, it's fucking happening right now. And it happens by complicity. It happens by just not doing anything, not saying anything, not fucking caring. And that level of differences of indifference is not something that we as people can afford.
especially not now. I just saw that fucking the Walton family that owns a shit ton of the stock in Walmart, they just sold all their fucking stock. That's $4.5 billion in Walmart. I'm sorry, but if I were a rich motherfucker who was obsessed with getting rich or keeping my wealth, I'll tell you something. I wouldn't pull out unless I knew that I had to. I wouldn't pull out until the very last minute, and they just fucking pulled out 2 days ago. They're out of the market. They sold all of their stock. That doesn't even talk about what other fucking stock they had, but the only one that I know of currently is Walmart. And until we wake up and start recognizing that we're on the brink of societal collapse, we're on the cusp. Okay, I am hesitant to even plan long term. I genuinely am. I've gone through our go bags a few times, and I have maps sectioned out in every single person's bag just in case. Because I'm so fucking paranoid that some shit will go down and I will not be able to get my family to where they need to be. We as people cannot, and we cannot afford indifference or ignorance any longer. This is not the time to stick your fucking head in the sand. This is the time to start sharpening your blade. Okay? And I am just saying that because I have this very strong gut feeling that some shit is about to go down, and I cannot express to you how unnerving that is as a person who's watching this type of fucking insane evil take place on our fucking handheld devices. And I'm looking over at another person because we're going to be in the thick of it with the people around us. Okay, you could be fucking friends with people in Maryland. You could be friends with people in Alaska and family, and it doesn't matter. What matters is the people around you, okay? Because those are the motherfuckers that are going to help you light the fire. Those are the motherfuckers that are going to help you keep the fucking bad guys out if you have to build a barricade. And my concern is that I will look at these fucking evil acts where they are torturing this man. I'm not kidding you. Was beaten severely with his brother. They beat his brother to death, and then they shot all three of his sisters. And then they proceeded to go through an apartment building and use him as a human shield, okay? And as they cleared all the rooms, they threw him on the ground, and they beat the shit out of him until he passed out and they thought he died. And I'll post that on my Facebook, but it's like, I'm looking at that type of stuff, okay? I'm looking at videos of two-year-olds getting up in the morning and eating pigeon food for breakfast and vomiting. If that doesn't stir some type of fucking rage inside of you, you need to revisit your humanity and ask yourself what the fuck happened. You need to put your fucking phone down for a second and quit watching videos of your spiritual soul journey and ask yourself, hey, what can I do to help promote change? What can I do to help influence 3.5% change in the ordinary person and the people around me to ignite the flame of resistance? Because these motherfuckers right now around me, I'm terrified. I am not going to make it because I will look around and they'll see it and they'll change the fucking channel. They'll change the topic. As of now, Breland School still has the Israeli flag up flying in the fucking wind in their cafeteria. I mean, read the room, motherfuckers. There's a genocide going on right now between Israel and Palestine, and you've got the fucking, you are so tone deaf that you can't even fucking tell that that might be mildly inappropriate to advertise to the young minds that you are responsible for molding. Get the fuck out of here. This is 150% one of the main reasons why I want to pull Breland out of fucking school, because I don't think they're teaching her shit anyway. I would much rather teach her about politics and science and math, and I'd be fine doing so. God knows I went to fucking school long enough. I could have gotten 2 degrees by now. But at this point in time, I just wanted to start this podcast up with you guys and just share a little bit of my thoughts about igniting flame and the people around you to start the resistance, because it needs to happen. We cannot continue on this path. If we do, we are going to be next. Okay, there's so much fucking false news and propaganda everywhere. I saw that Tiffany Haddish flew over to Israel with the assumption that she was going to get the full fucking story. I'm sorry, you don't think that if they're going to spend billions of fucking dollars flying people out there and giving them a fucking Disneyland weekend and spreading their fucking lies about people in Palestine, that they're not going to put the full tilt works on you for when you're out there yourself? You're not going to get the full story. The only way that you're going to be able to get the full fucking story is if you go to Gaza. And right now, you can't go to fucking Gaza. You can't even be a fucking reporter going into Gaza. They just let humanitarian aid into the north, where there are 300,000 people starving to death. There were people yesterday in the southern part of Khan Yunis on the coastline in Gaza that were running out because I guess Jordan had dropped an air shipment to the southern portion of Gaza, which, I'm sorry, but like, if you're going to drop a fucking shipment, maybe put it to the people in the north who are eating fucking grass. But okay, whatever. Let's do that. I'm glad they did it. These people are so fucking hungry that they haven't had bread in over a month, okay? It's been nearly 6 months, 144 days. There's 180 days in 6 months, okay? We're looking at half a year of watching a genocide and nobody has fucking done anything. Nobody's fucking... Yemen. Yemen is fucking already starving and being fucking eradicated as we speak, okay? They've already had all their shit that they've been dealing with, and they're the ones that decided to step up to the plate because nobody else fucking would. And that right there makes me embarrassed to be part of humanity. That right fucking there is almost enough to rob me of any kind of hope or glimmer of faith for the future yet. But because of their character and the way that they carried themselves, they managed to completely fuck up the shipping through the Red Sea. They stopped all trade, right, through the Red Sea without taking any lives. There was like one life. No, I don't think they've actually killed anybody. They haven't killed a single fucking person. You'll see them sink the boats, but they send over life rafts and they give them ample warning and they actually evacuate them from the ship. Which is more than you can say what the fucking U.S. will do with their goddamn drone strikes and fucking 2,000-pound bunker bombs. It's a 2,000-pound bomb that is designed to penetrate, like, bunkers, underground bunkers, right? They're dropping it on a refugee camp in the most densely populated area of Palestine right now. The radius of a bunker bomb is 100 meters, the blast radius that actually reaches the shockwave level that is strong enough to kill children on impact. So every time they drop a bomb, any child within 100 meter radius, 100 meters, okay, any child within 100 meters will die. Because what happens is the atmosphere pressure changes and shifts. It sucks all the air out, and then it pushes it back in, and it causes their internal organs to rupture. That is an agonizing death. And these are fucking babies. I don't fucking know how anybody's do. I have had to compartmentalize like a motherfucker, dude. And I'm so grateful that I don't drink right now because I would be drinking everything. I don't understand how people can just watch this and be totally numb to it. You have to be a fucking psychopath. Like, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it, man. And so, there's that. I'm going to pull back in our tracks because I have to get gas soon. And I want to do a quick update on everything that's going on. Jacob is enrolled in finishing his high school diploma. And he is working at Mod Pizza. He's doing very well, and I'm super proud of him. We have to address the issue that he continually brings challenges to my door, okay? So there's another foster child who is not a child. He's 21. But he's a young kid who doesn't have anybody. And he's friends with Jacob. And I can recognize, okay, I can recognize why Jacob does this. Because there is a time in Jacob's life where he had nobody, and he was sleeping on somebody's couch, and he was looking for someplace to stay the next night, and the next night, and the next night, and that was his life for a good year. And I know that he's probably on some subconscious level attempting to heal that part of himself, okay? By saving these friends of his who are experiencing that same type of turmoil and hardship. I can see that, you know. At the same time, we have a lot of shit going on in our family right now. I'm trying to sell the house. I got to get my fucking warrant cleared. I'm literally about to go turn myself in, and I'm not looking forward to it. But it's going down. And, I'm trying to get back to work. My mom, we went to go get our taxes done, and Brent was nice enough to let me claim Braylon. I was going to give him half the taxes, and I haven't told him yet because I don't even know how to tell him, because I'm sure he was looking forward to it. My mom forgot to pay her fucking property taxes. We are $6,000 in debt right now as we speak. And we've got no fucking money. I was actually looking to get the taxes addressed and, like, get them filed so that we can use that as a cushion so that when I get a job, usually there's, like, I don't know, like a month or so before you get paid. So I was thinking, okay, I'm going to turn myself in. I'll go get a job doing whatever for the time frame that I need to do to make money. Because that's just what happens sometimes. You just got to do it. And until we can sell the house, you know, that's how we would have extra money. And I'm sitting there, like, doing the taxes, and I'm realizing, oh, great, because she's got back taxes due. I mean, it doesn't change. Brent and I both had them, I think, going all the way back, like, a few years now we've been paying on taxes, but we haven't seen the benefit of ever having a tax return, you know, in a long fucking time. And I think that's largely in part due to the fact that he was claiming 10, but at the same time, you know, he also kept saying, like, well, I can't afford not to claim 10. And I don't blame him, because my mentality with budgeting is really shitty, and I think that if I had to hitch my wagon to me, I'd be fucking crashing too. So the goal is to not be like that anymore. The goal is to correct the error and do better now that you know better. And that's what I've attempted to do. It was a bit of a blow, though, yesterday when I tried to get the taxes done and I realized, oh, look, we're going to have to start from ground zero now, and I have to get creative on how to fucking make some money or find some money somehow. I'll find it. I'm a resourceful bitch, but I'll fucking find it for sure. It might take me a minute, but I'll figure it out. And, that is a big stressor in our family right now. That being said, we cannot afford to be feeding and housing all these boys that don't have places to go. We don't have the space for it. My mother does not have the mental capacity or the patience or the understanding to take another individual in and not be confused or resentful or upset. Because she, regardless of her mental state, she is fully fucking aware of our financial situation to some extent. I mean, I have to explain it a few times, but it's not like she's blind to it. And she, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that you can definitely spend a lot of money by just not saying no. And I had gone into it with Jacob full tilt the other day. There was a huge screaming fight because he thought I was attacking Javier's character, and it wasn't about that. It had everything to do with the fact that we just didn't have the ability to house this child or this kid, you know, like this young man. And he had nowhere to go. Jacob, of course, volunteered, and that was a big fight. Because I like Javier and I know he's a good kid, I was like, okay, I'll help you figure out how to get into a sober living house. You need to try and find some place to go for the week. You need to work every fucking network you've worked in your life, because I will find you housing with zero down. But you need to promise me that you will not fucking be here for a week so that I can get my shit squared, because I'm still trying to allocate, like, funds right now. Because pretty much everything that we would have gotten back in taxes is going directly to the property tax, and thus we're fucked. So I have to figure something out, which is, I have an idea, but it's going to take a couple fucking days. So we'll figure that out. In the meantime, it's just been very stressful, and I don't need another task put onto my plate right now. I just truly don't. And I don't know if it's when I go through these times that I become more self-isolating, or if it's just how I handle situations where I do one thing at a time, but I am not actually capable. I don't do anything for myself. I'm literally right now at Winco about to run in and get some creamer and some cat food and then go back to the house and do all the shit that I have to do there. I'm just going to put the fucking house on the market as is and see who bites, because fuck it. Like, my resolve right now is not going to come to any quick conclusion, but it is to accept what it is. I can't change the fact that my mother forgot the property taxes. I didn't even know about them. She took the fucking piece of paper where they told us she owed money, and she put it in her bedroom, and she lost it. She forgot it was there. She's never done that before in her mind, so she's, like, totally shocked that she'd done something like that. I'm not. And it's difficult for me because she constantly runs back to her friends every time. She doesn't understand the situation. Like, I will have a 10-minute conversation with her in great detail about something and then walk away, and 20 minutes later, it's like that conversation never happened. That window of time where she's gripping on to conversations is dwindling. She'll be fine, but with regard to, like, remembering it, she doesn't know. And then if she doesn't eat, because she never eats, she gets agitated because that's her body's way of demanding that she pay attention and check in. So she'll get all kinds of weird and, like, kind of neurotic and anxious. And it's at that moment where I'm like, hey, did you eat the sandwich I put out for you? Did you eat, how much of those eggs did you eat? Like, because she'll get agitated, and then she'll start thinking the reason why she's agitated must be other people. And so she starts taking it out on my children or myself or Javier when he's there, which is pretty rare. Thank God he's over at his fucking friend's house now. And I'm really close into getting him into another sober living house. But to explain to her, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on. I need you to let me check the mail. I need you to let me handle the bills because you're double paying things and we're already low on money. You're forgetting that you have a $5,800 property tax bill, and that was 3 months ago that you've been receiving notices. I've yet to see any of them. I don't know where the fuck she put stuff. Because she'll check the mail when I'm not looking, and then she'll hide it. Because there is the paranoia aspect, and it is a very complicated disease. It's very frustrating, and it's so disheartening because I am always going to be made out to be the fucking bad guy. And her absolute delusion, when I was reading through her journals, she described me as basically a fucking monster. And it broke my heart, and it hurt me really deeply. Because that was at a time where I think I'd mentioned it in a podcast a couple episodes ago, where we had had a falling out, and it was because my ex-husband took it upon himself to call my mother and quote-unquote update her on me and Brent, which he just proceeded to tell her a shit ton of lies about us, and she developed a very negative perception of who I was as a person, and that has only continued to follow. I mean, she's changed it a little since I've been with her, but when I get distracted with the task at hand, I cannot give her my undivided attention. And so that usually results in her being angry with me, frustrated. She'll call her friends, complain, talk about how this or that. And I'm just, the other day she had taken the car when we had low air. I knew it needed to be repaired. She took the car and took off for like 3 fucking hours and wouldn't answer my phone calls. She kept blocking me, and I don't know where she went for 3 hours. Like, that's where we're at. Like, and so it's infuriating because I'm like, dude, we're low on money. I cannot afford to get a fucking tow truck to you. I would have to cycle my ass out there with a spare tire. Like, this is not working here. I need you to let me handle shit. And you get angry, you take off, you do weird shit, you don't take your phone, and you're missing for hours. And I need to know what the fuck is going on, dude. So now I have got the Ring camera set up, and I've got cameras set up. So now at least I know when she's leaving. That way I'm aware and I can check in with her and make sure she's got her phone, what the plan is, because she's fading fast. And I would like to see this house sell so that I can take her on her trip and so that we can get the fuck out of town, because shit is getting weird. But my phone is about to... Well, my phone's not about to die, but my car might, because I'm running out of gas. And you're on Bluetooth. So I'm going to go. I got to run in and get kitty food. But yeah, I hope that this wasn't too drawn out. I hope that I at least made a little bit of, like, interesting thought process for you, or sparked a little ember inside your soul for resistance. But I just have been observing a lot of shit lately. And sometimes I don't know how to put it all out there, so I just kind of ramble. Anyway, I love you, and I'm sure I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.